This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the shooting on the Rust set has been something that has been very, oh my gosh, this was something that should have never, ever happened. And so when it did, we were all in shock. And I was on air one day talking to you guys about, you know, probably whatever minutiae I usually talk about. And then we got an alert that there was a shooting in New Mexico. And then we were told there was a shooting on a movie set. And we were like, oh my gosh, what happened? And then we came to find out that it was a gun that Alec Baldwin was holding. And then you start to wonder what the heck happened. And then we heard, well, the cinematographer and director of photography, Helena Hutchins, was killed. The director also sustained a gunshot wound, but he survived. And that there were multiple people pointing fingers, and it just started to turn into a mess. Well, we're being told, according to Deadline, that the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, where the buck should have stopped with her. Now, are they actually say the buck stops with Alec Baldwin because he actually is her employer because he's one of the producers of the movie. But the film's armorer has been definitely at the point of focus because she's the one responsible for all the weapons used in the movie. How could a weapon have been loaded and killed Helena Hutchins? But apparently there was a safety report release yesterday, and Reed's lawyer said after OSHA's very comprehensive safety investigation involving numerous interviews and review of documents, it is concluded that production willfully failed to follow national gun safety standards, which caused this tragedy. I still don't see how Hannah Gutierrez Reed is in the clear. But her lawyer, Jason Bowles, told Deadline, OSHA found that Hannah Gutierrez Reed was not provided adequate time or resources to conduct her job effectively, despite her voiced concerns. So, in this report, Rust Movie Productions and its management were hit with a maximum $136,793 fine by the New Mexico Occupational Health and Safety Bureau for its, quote, willful and serious violation of workplace safety procedures during the filming of the Western. They said, critically, OSHA also determined that production failed to call Hannah in to perform her armorer duties and inspect the firearm right before its use in the impromptu scene with Baldwin. Now, that does start making it a little interesting, meaning if she was not informed that they were going to be working, and so she wasn't then able to do her protocols, and people threw it together and didn't keep her in the loop, then is she to blame? Bowles continued in his remarks for his client, saying, as we have stated before, had anyone from production called Hannah in back into the church before the scene to consult with her, this tragedy would have been prevented. Hannah has also reached out to OSHA recently in an effort to provide her suggestions for changes and improvement of safety standards on sets to avoid a tragic incident in the future. So I'm still a little confused because I'm under the impression that if somebody is the armorer, they're the ones that hold the keys. And so if you need a gun on the set, then you have to go through the armorer. You know, we're going to do an impromptu, you know, we're going to redo this scene. And then they notify her. She then goes in there and evaluates the, you know, the weapons that are used, make sure it's fit for what. So I'm very confused on who, I guess, why were the guns there? Why were, and I thought she was actually on scene, but I can't say that for sure. So various lawsuits have now been filed over the killing of Hutchins, including wrongful death action from her family against Baldwin and the Rust producers, Reed, and other crew members. That the Santa Fe Sheriff's Office is still investigating what did occur. This happened on October 21st at Bonanza Creek Ranch. No one has been charged or arrested for the incident. But Reed herself sued Rust Armorer mentor Seth Kenny and Albuquerque-based PDQ Arm and Prop in January of this year, focusing on alleged negligence. Because Kenny, I guess, due to a mix-up of live and dummy rounds. So there's a lot of back and forth, you know, finger-pointing. You know, Alec Baldwin feels the report exonerates him. Alec Baldwin has responded on Instagram saying the investigation, you know, has kind of exonerated him. I'll tell you what he wrote. He said, "We are grateful to the New Mexico Occupational Health and Safety Bureau for investigating this matter. We appreciate that the report exonerates Mr. Baldwin by making clear that he believed the gun held only dummy rounds. Additionally, the report recognizes that Mr. Baldwin's authority on the production was limited to approving script changes and creative casting." Oh, my gosh. So everybody's really trying to get themselves out of the whole liability net. The statement continued, "Mr. Baldwin had no authority over the matters that were the subject of the Bureau's findings of violations. And we are pleased that the New Mexico officials have clarified these critical issues. We are confident that the individuals identified in the report will be accountable for this tragedy." So this is my flipping problem with all of this, okay? I don't want anyone going to jail. I don't really have an opinion on who should get sued and who should, but my opinion on this stems from the whole matter of safety. And what I can't flip and stand that I see in so many industries is that, you know what, not my job, above my pay grade, that wasn't my job. In medicine, it's everybody's job. And in a scalpel or a tool in surgery, I don't care who the scrub tech is, the circulating nurse is, the manufacturer of it, I am not allowed to use that tool without doing my own inspection. And that's what I think has to happen. This is what we learned getting our CCW. If you are holding any weapon, you don't just think it's somebody else's job. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So while everybody was like online streaming the Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, it's still going on. I'm trying to hear snippets, but it's hard because I want to work, but I also want to listen in. President Biden made a speech, and that was on the news. I tell you, news ratings are dropping because of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. And Biden is announcing another $800 million Ukraine weapons package. He says there is no evidence Putin has control of all of Mariupol. He is announcing more of a package. We'll tell you if Putin says something different. And this is going to include heavy weapons, tactical drones, howitzers, 144,000 rounds of ammunition, and this is hopefully going to prevent what he says, Putin ever succeeding in dominating and occupying all of Ukraine. He says that will not happen. He says we won't always be able to advertise everything that our partners are doing. Sometimes we will speak softly and carry a large javelin. He was kind of paraphrasing what Teddy Roosevelt had said. So he was referencing the anti-aircraft weapons the U.S. has poured into Ukraine following a series of confusing signals, according to Daily Mail, about whether allies were providing fighter jets to the Ukrainians. Biden spoke from the Roosevelt Room of the White House for anybody who noticed. And this is where the big stick diplomacy was, I guess, you know, touted, decades ago. So Biden said the new aid was designed for use escalating battle, so there's a typo, for the Donbas region in eastern Ukraine. He noted that the new phase of the war will be different topographically, with more open spaces, fewer mountains, and the Ukrainian military shocked the world by taking out Russian armor with small groups of fighters who were able to slip away. Honestly, what Ukraine has been able to do is phenomenal. I am grateful for the aid going to Ukraine. It just, sadly, the war is about to take a very, very serious, even more serious turn. This new arms package is similar to the one announced last week. U.S. officials have said Ukraine needs heavy artillery, long-range rocket systems, and anti-ship missiles. Even though they are losing soldiers, if they have the weapons, they could still hopefully hold off Putin. Already $2.6 billion in military aid has been given. This will now bring it to $3 billion. And I think there's a lot of bipartisan support. Not a lot of support for us going in there ourselves, understandably so, but a lot of support for that. My problem with all of this is, where is the UN? Why isn't the UN, whose job is for peacekeeping and to, you know, protect people's human rights, why aren't their forces going in and getting people out? So we are being told that there are thousands of Ukrainians that are going to be left to starve as Putin orders troops to seal off Mariupol and not even let a fly out. So thousands of civilians are facing starving to death as the Russians believe they have captured Mariupol. He has also ordered his troops to seal shut the Azovstal steelworks. This is a complex that was kind of one of the last bastions, the last forts of Ukrainian resistance in the port city. Putin has ordered his forces to completely block it off so even a fly can't escape. Soldiers and civilians trapped inside will have no food and water. Ukraine's foreign ministry is desperately appealing for an evacuation route to get them to safety. Ceasefires up until now have failed. They said in a statement, hundreds of civilians, children, injured Ukrainian defenders are trapped in a plant's shelters. They have almost no food, water, essential medicine. An urgent humanitarian corridor is needed from the Azovstal plant with guarantees people will be safe, which is scary because as people have been trying to leave, they've been getting shot, or as you saw at the train station, bombed. So somebody there, you know, if the Russians go, okay, we'll let you go, they don't know if they're going to get shot. The city's capture has both strategic and symbolic importance, boosting Putin's hopes to demonstrate major success by Russia's victory day on May 9th. Operations are set to ramp up to coincide with celebrations. That's according to British intelligence officials. Putin gave the Azovstal order to Sergei Shoigu, his defense minister, who had previously told his boss more than 2,000 fighters are still holed up in the vast plant. It is a sprawling labyrinth of tunnels underneath. Putin said, I consider the proposed storming of the industrial zone unnecessary. I order you to cancel it. So Putin has hailed this a successful liberation of Mariupol. He said his decision not to storm the steelworks was motivated by the desire to safeguard the lives of Russian soldiers. There is no need to climb into these catacombs or crawl underground through these industrial facilities. block off this industrial area so that a flight cannot pass through. Putin had called on the remaining Ukrainian fighters who had not yet surrendered to lay down their arms, saying Russia would treat them with respect and would provide medical assistance to those injured. Well, we're being told that many prisoners are being taken to Siberia, reportedly, or other camps. That's the term being used, camps in Russia. And so, again, almost very parallel to World War II and what Hitler had done with prisoners. So this is, a huge turning point. Russia getting Mariupol, this key port city, getting control of the Black Sea is something that is going to cripple Ukraine. If Ukraine can't get that back, it's going to be very, very hard for the country to rebuild. And that's one of the reasons why Russia said we don't need Kyiv right now. We've got to get the port cities. We have to get control of the coast. So it's a very interesting facility, this steelworks. Deep underground is a vast network of bunkers. There's tunnels built during the Cold War to safeguard the steel plant's 40,000 workers in case of a nuclear attack. So this was a place that I think a lot of people currently wanted to go, because if Putin was threatening nuclear war, this is a facility that they feel could shield them. You know how I told you in America we really don't know where to go? There are bunkers for our legislators, but the average American has no idea where to go. And what we did in the 60s is repurpose certain buildings and schools that were built pretty sturdily, but they aren't necessarily, radiation impermeable. So on the surface are miles after miles of warehouses, furnaces, power plants, chimneys. So that's providing some great cover for Ukrainian troops. Tunnels are believed to be almost impossible to penetrate by bombing. It was very strategically built. The extensive tunnels allow the brigade to pop up, carry out guerrilla raids across Mariupol. The only way to clear the place out would sadly be like a chemical weapon or chlorine gas. The maze-like system is able to contain thousands of troops. The problem is now they're trapped. And so if Russia walls it off and tries to shoot anybody escaping, it's very perilous for whoever's in there. And it's sad because, in my family, it's because of what happened to my family with World War II and the Holocaust and Nazis coming in. The family that decided to stay, and admirable for them, they got slaughtered. And so one thing we learned with World War II is if you have an opportunity to flee, you flee. But what makes this so difficult, which is what I had answered when one of my listeners asked a few days ago, is if this is your country, you want to stay and fight. And even with everything I know that happened with the Holocaust, like I said, I'd get my family out. I'd be like, you all get out, but then I would grab a gun and I would defend my country. And so sadly, these are people that said, we are going to defend our country. Probably some with the Molotov cocktails and all that. And now they're in a position, because I know people are saying, why did they leave? Why didn't they leave? They could have escaped earlier. All the warning signs. It's not that they were dumb and didn't see the warning signs. Is they stayed to fight. And these are the brave souls that want to protect Ukraine. Sadly, now they are in a very perilous position. The UN should get in there, get them out, force Russia into a ceasefire. And this should have been done weeks ago. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States Capitol complex was evacuated Wednesday after what police said was a probable aircraft intrusion. As it turns out, the plane was carrying members of the United States Army Golden Knights who parachuted into Nationals Baseball Park. The planned event was never reported to Capitol Police. As Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues to take cities, Mariupol has fallen except for one steel factory. Russian President Vladimir Putin told his defense minister in a televised meeting to cancel plans to storm Ukraine's final stronghold in Mariupol and instead block the steel plant so not even a fly can escape. Wildfires raging across the southwestern United States have burned down structures and forced hundreds of people to evacuate. At this time, 10 wildfires and a handful of controlled burns today are smoking up the skies in New Mexico, Arizona, and Southern California. USA Radio News. If you've been looking for a place to live, you know it's getting very expensive to be an American.
Rent prices across the U.S. climbed to record highs in March. A new report indicates that's largely because an increasing number of potential buyers are being pushed out of the market. Real estate brokerage Redfin said the median monthly asking rent increased 17% compared with a year ago. This marked the largest annual jump since February 2020, according to Redfin's data. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The NYPD is reporting an arrest has been made in the Queens Momslaying, where video evidence showed a man pulling a hockey bag with the deceased woman down the sidewalk last week. 44-year-old David Benola was taken into custody and charged with the murder, also criminal tampering and criminal possession of a weapon. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about what's been happening in the entertainment world. So, Netflix, which rose to unbelievable heights during the pandemic, is now having some issues with their stock. And in fact, let me see if I could get their stock price for you. I don't own Netflix stock, I don't believe so, unless, and it has dropped considerably. It had reached a high, obviously, during the pandemic, but it has been plummeting, and some people think it's because of Harry and Meghan. I mean, there's a lot of reasons, but a big part of it is people are saving money. The company reported Tuesday that it lost subscribers for the first time in more than a decade. The news shocked Wall Street. It sent shares plummeting 35%, wiped out $50 billion in market cap, and this was after the company's stock had already been dropping. So between 2019 and 2020, it stayed steady. After 2020, it rose. And it went from, during the start of the pandemic, at about maybe $3.29 a share, to going up to $645 a share. Now, it's $2.17 a share. So it has, it's definitely dropped now below pandemic levels. And this is a sign that people are shifting what they're spending money on. Netflix said Tuesday that it lost 200,000 subscribers in the first quarter of 2022, now 200,000 out of a 221 million global subscriptions, was a huge hit. They thought they were going to add an extra 2.5 million new users, but they're now expecting to lose another 2 million. They think it could be competition, widespread password sharing. In a letter to its investors, Netflix also pointed fingers at macro factors like sluggish economic growth, inflation, geopolitical events such as Russia's invasion of Ukraine, continued disruption from COVID. And so pulling out of Russia, Netflix had to pull out of Russia. They lost 700,000 subscribers. But still, even with that, they're still overly losing. And people are concerned if this could be a warning sign for stocks. CNN has a little piece here talking about how Netflix's collapse could be a warning sign for stocks in general. So Netflix stock dropping 30% just as the market opened yesterday. That could be a sign of other, issues or more signs that people are shifting what they're spending money on. Priorities are what? Our food, our gas. And the other thing, too, is, I mean, once you've seen stuff, you've seen it. I was talking to a friend of mine, and I'm like, well, tell me what else to watch. I have a good friend of mine, and that person's choice in movies and TV shows is fantastic. And he's like, I really haven't seen anything that good lately. I think we saw it all. And I think many of us are seeing this lack of good entertainment lately. And I also think another piece of it, too, is like what we saw with the Oscars. You know, entertainers, we're like gods, like Johnny Depp. When I heard Johnny Depp was going to be in this trial with Amber Heard, and we'll talk a little bit more about it, Johnny Depp, I grew up with him. You know, and Pirates of the Caribbean, I am so enamored by his acting abilities and his artistry. But then you learn and you see some of the texts. I think he wanted to burn her and then have sex with her corpse to make sure she was dead. I mean, just some real awful things came out allegedly from his texts that were brought up today on cross-examination and all that. And you start to realize that these entertainers aren't gods. I mean, we should never look at them as that. But it really starts to, like what we saw with Will Smith, what we see with Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, we just start to, you know, have less excitement about, you know, what's going on with these people who we idolize. You know, and I guess, you know, Harry and Meghan, you know, are working on their Netflix special, and so they're I guess running around and they're videotaping it all for a Netflix show. I'm like I don't want reality TV. I don't want to see, oh yeah, we're smiling and I'm giving away my expensive coat and I did notice that Prince Harry does have a pretty bad goiter. He's got to get his neck checked and his thyroid checked because he has a pretty huge neck mass that's got to be addressed. But we're being, you know, now there's rumors that there might be pressure on them to get more royal content because they've been losing, you know, they've been losing, I guess, streamers. Well, a lot of people don't give a damn about what Harry and Meghan are doing. So what, you're going to kind of manipulate things, or you're going to try to get back into the royals, or you're going to, I mean, we don't need reality TV. We don't need, and again, I like Harry. I think he's a cool dude. I don't know much about Meghan Markle. It sucks that, you know, he can't be close with his brother, because, again, I'm from the generation where, you know, when Lady Diana and Princess Diana eventually died, you know, her poor boys, you know, so I want to see those two close, and you know, we want to see them flourish, but then it just turned to drama. And then you almost wonder, you know, then they get picked up by Netflix for a $100 million deal. Now you're like, okay, what is this? This isn't what I want. I want to escape politics. When I watch television, I want to escape politics. I want to escape all the BS of this world. Let me watch a show and be, you know, like Aquaman. Let me sit there for 2 hours watching Jason Momoa, right, shirtless, with all this beautiful blue water and fish and, you know, I don't know how much of a fan I am of Amber Heard. I still got to get through the trial. But, you know, that's kind of what I want. You know, Iron Man, the Captain America, I'll watch Batman. But I heard Batman threw politics into it. And that's also another reason why I think people are having an issue. You watch a show, and then they throw politics in. So, like, I don't know if you guys have been watching John Cena's Peacemaker. Peacemaker was one of the superheroes in the Suicide Squad. He has his own show. John Cena is hilarious. But they throw politics into it. I mean, you just almost every show, you have to be reminded of the turmoil and it's like, why are you doing this? And then at the end they go do a big huge thing on climate change, and yeah, you're gonna lose people. In fact, that's really what is it's really now a huge what's in huge demand is, what show can I watch with no politics? I mean, where can I just listen? What movie, what TV show, so I could get away from it? They ruined Will and Grace. Will and Grace was fantastic. And when they came back and did a reboot, it was just all anti-Trump. Nobody wants to see that. Even people who are anti-Trump don't want to see that because, again, they you know, if they don't like Trump, they definitely don't want to, during their entertainment hours at night, want to hear about it. You know, it's frustrating. I mean, look, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. You know, I'm not a fan of the Eagles. So, do I really want to watch a TV show that bashes the Eagles? No, I don't. I don't want to see bashing. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Strike the pose.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are being told that Biden might have caused some confusion today by saying talking about his administration's efforts to restore mass transit mask mandate. The team had to issue a written statement attributing to him that claimed the president misspoke and meant to speak only about masks. Now, I wasn't watching this. I was kind of a little confused. I haven't really been watching too much about what's going on with Biden because, I'm sorry, I've been really fascinated with the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. But I guess Biden was asked by a reporter at the White House if he was considering delaying the end of Title 42, which allows authorities to rapidly deport people suspected of illegally entering the country. And he responded as if he had been asked about masking on planes. He said, no, first of all, there's going to be an appeal by the Justice Department. He said, because as a matter of principle, we want to be able to be in a position where, if in fact it is strongly concluded by the scientists that we need Title 42, that would be able to do that. But there has been no decision on extending Title 42. So, he's mixing up the two issues here, which, again, it happens. I think a lot of us are. I mean, in Biden's defense, it has been one hell of a chaotic presidency. And you know, half the time we don't know what the hell he's talking about. Half the time we don't understand what the hell is going on. But the mass transit mask mandate is what the Department of Justice is going to appeal on. The Title 42, that's a separate topic. So there were two big things that, you know, is going on. The federal judge had decided to, you know, reverse the ruling. D.C. has any authority to expand, you know, their mask mandate on planes and indoor transportation. And then you have the CDC saying we can rescind Title 42, you know, based on us having vaccines and medications and all that. So the CDC is apparently very, very involved in public policy, as we've allowed them to be. And there's been a lot of finger-pointing and kicking the can down the road and going, well, you know what, we'll just let the doctors decide. And so the mask mandate, if we can talk about the mask mandate on planes, that has forced flight attendants to be law enforcement and pilots and people whose sole job should be to be about flight safety and taking care of passengers in flight. And not to be, well, we got to kick you off a flight. We got to make sure you wear a mask. Put the mask back on. I mean, these poor flight attendants, they have, I mean, one of the reasons why you saw cheers and you saw, you know, planes and you know, people pretty excited about the rule being rescinded by the federal judge is because that's a lot of work. It is putting a lot of people in bad positions. I have no problem with somebody wanting to wear a mask. I have no problem with people saying, look, I, you know, don't feel comfortable not having a mask. I want to wear one. Absolutely. I have a huge problem with there being a mandate, and now that forces 110-pound women, 5'2", being in a position where they have to accost a 6'5", 320-pound man who doesn't want to wear a mask. Because if they don't, they could get fired, the airline could get fined, there could be all, I mean, you're putting people in very precarious positions. Look at all the stabbings that have occurred over the mask mandate. The shootings. I forget, it was a couple months ago. Somebody had walked into a convenience store, he didn't wear a mask, the clerk said, I'm sorry, you got to wear a mask. The guy goes back out to his car, gets a mask, gets a gun, comes in and shoots the clerk. We don't want to enforce them. If you ask the average person, they don't give a heart and doot. They don't want, but because they're bossing, you gotta wear the mask, you gotta wear the mask. We have all these people now whose lives are in jeopardy. And I get how, you know, the CDC is a little concerned. Well, we got these variants. We got these. Okay, well, if you're that worried about, you know, COVID and all that, then why are you rescinding Title 42? The White House is now scheduled to lift Title 42 after the CDC announced earlier this month that the public health emergency is no longer justified when it comes to rapid deportations. The Justice Department is appealing a Florida federal judge's Monday ruling about the mask, but this is they're two different issues. So the Title 42 was put in place because we were at the height of the pandemic. Again, not with proper borders. Trump was trying to build the wall. Can't build the wall fast enough, in one administration, especially with funding and then in the midst of the pandemic. And so while the country was, overwhelmed with their hospitals and all that, there was the decision to let us, if somebody could be coming in with the virus or, we just can't take any more right now while we're overwhelmed with the pandemic. I get that we're not overwhelmed with the pandemic right now, but there are other health issues that we are overwhelmed by. One such is opioid overdoses and opioids and drugs coming across the border. So Title 42 could apply to that. I mean, if you really need a health measure, and it stinks because what's happening is we're relying on the CDC to help us with our immigration process. We should have a much better immigration policy. We shouldn't have to be relying on the CDC to have this loophole so that border agents have some reprieve going, look, okay, thank God we have at least this Title 42. The Title 42 is one small tool, and it highlights how unprepared we are. And, we have people coming from all countries, thousands of people coming in that are needing asylum, needing care. What do we do? And COVID isn't the only disease. You have multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis. You have hepatitis. We had measles come over and some outbreaks of measles. Governor Abbott is bringing migrants to Washington, D.C. There's now a task force of at least 26 governors spearheaded by Governor Ducey of Arizona. But you have governors sending National Guard trying to do their best to help the southern states. You don't really hear much from New Mexico, but they're trying to do their best to, protect the border and come up with a process. We as America, to our core, our immigration policies have been one of our strengths, or the fact that we take immigrants, but the way we're executing it is so frightening. And it's so inept that we're letting in people that are possibly criminals and cartel, terrorists, and what do we do? How do we help the innocent people, but rule out the ones that are being, sent here because the family's held hostage or, I don't know. It's not a good situation. 1-877-DOLLY.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.